Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new Pennywise podcast from Lee Enterprises. I'm your host, Terry Barr. All right, I got to ask you a question about your taxes. All done or not quite? Well, did you know if you incorporated any kind of really substantial green practices, it might actually help you on your taxes this year? I'm so grateful to welcome in Alana Benson. Alana is an investing writer with NerdWallet. She's going to help us kind of dive into this topic today. Thanks, Alana.
Thank you for having me.
This is such great timing when you consider that tax time, the deadline, right around the corner. And of course, April is Earth Day and also World Earth Month as far as thinking about the health of the Earth. This is a perfect topic. So if you are trying to talk about, you know, the green incentives, and we're talking about also kind of taking it up to that next level, what does that actually mean?
So there's a couple different tax credits that we can go through that can really help offset the cost of going green. But that's not the only way. The financial industry has recently come up with all kinds of new products and new investment vehicles that can really help people do this. You know, there's green banks, there's credit cards that can help you offset your carbon footprint. And there's, you know, green investments that can really help you meet those goals of greening up your portfolio.
How about that? I mean, just things you don't even think about in like your regular daily life. If you compost, you feel pretty good about that. But you are actually talking about using these tax credits to kind of support your effort to go green. And by that, do you mean things like, you know, home improvements, electric vehicles, of course, a hot topic these days. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. All of that. So there is an electric vehicle credit and a residential energy efficient property credit, and those can be applied to several different renewable energy systems. And there's also a non-business energy property credit, which sounds a little confusing, but we'll get into it. It's not that bad.
Okay. So when we're talking about electric vehicles, it's such a new idea for so many people. Can you already get some kind of tax credit on an electric vehicle if you purchased last year?
So potentially, this credit is much more complicated than it sounds on the surface. If you buy an electric vehicle, there is no guarantee that you are going to get a tax credit. There's just a lot of asterisks that we need to pay attention to. So first, this credit is non-refundable, and that means that it can only decrease the amount of money that you owe, but if you're getting a refund, it won't actually add any money onto it.
That's something to consider, isn't it?
It really is. It's something that people should definitely plan ahead for and look at the details. But there are also several qualifiers. So you have to own the car, you can't be leasing it, and it has to weigh less than 14,000 pounds, and your car has to be included on the IRS's list of qualified vehicles. Plus, the credit is reduced and it phases out after a manufacturer sells 200,000 qualifying vehicles. So even if you buy a qualifying vehicle, whether or not you get the credit is dependent on how many of those same vehicles have already been sold.
Wow. Okay. There's a lot to this. So
it
sounds like it's certainly worth looking into, but don't be terribly disappointed if you don't qualify.
Yeah, there's just so many details that I think if people are looking to make this purchase and really banking on getting this credit, they have to make sure they're ticking all of the boxes. The other detail is that Congress is looking to expand this credit, but nothing is decided for 2022 yet. So people should really be paying attention to the news and, you know, making sure that the legislation actually gets reapproved for the following years, because right now there's just no guarantee.
Okay. So what about, maybe this one's a little easier for all of us to understand, the idea of home energy and efficiency. My neighbors just put up solar panels and I'm kind of jealous, but is that something that qualifies?
I'm kind of jealous too. And yes, solar panels do qualify. So we can kind of put green tax credits for the home into two different buckets. So the first is renewable energy systems, and the second is energy efficiency. So the first one, those systems that we talked about, again, this is a non-refundable tax credit. So it will reduce your tax bill, but you can't increase a refund.
Got it.
And with this, you can get a credit for the percentage of your costs, up to 26% of the cost of the systems that you installed. And there's more details in 2020 through 2022. But after that, the percentage actually goes down to 22% for systems installed in 2023.
Ah.
So a lot of details.
Yeah, details and timeliness. Why do we need to be thinking time-wise? Why is that so important?
Well, if you are trying to get credits for certain systems that apply in different years, you just might not actually get the credits that you're looking for. It's all going to depend on whether those credits are approved for certain years or not.
Is it worth it for anybody that did some of this last year to try to see if it works on their taxes this year? And of course, that tax deadline's coming up quickly.
It is. Yes. It's approaching faster, I think, than any of us would like. But yeah, so if you installed these systems between 2020 through 2022, then the credit is higher than it will be going forward. You know, 26 to 22%, that's 4% of the system that you may be able to get credited to you. And these things are really expensive. So this credit can apply to a lot of different things. It can apply to solar electric panels, geothermal heat pumps, solar water heating, even small wind turbines. And these are really, really expensive. So 26% of the cost of one of those systems can be really significant.
That is great. And if you talk about like efficiency, does that mean if you put in maybe some new weather efficient windows or doors or things like that, does that count?
So that is going to be actually a different credit. That is going to be the non-business energy property credit. Again, I said, I don't know why they called it the non-business. I feel like that might just confuse more people, but this is the credit that's for energy efficiency improvements, like those exterior windows, roofs, insulations, things like that. And those are, you know, the kinds of things that you can also get a credit for.
Well, it's still a good reminder, I think, for people to just realize if you're making some of these improvements, it may actually benefit you to see what that does to your taxes as well. Maybe many people forget that.
Yeah. And the credit is great because it can give you a pretty significant chunk. So it's subjected to an overall lifetime credit of $500, and that's $200 for windows for all tax years after 2005. So $500, you know, that's nothing to scoff at. So if you've kind of done these improvements, it's definitely worth reading the fine print, looking into the details, and seeing if your improvement might qualify for this credit.
Absolutely. Okay, so how do you figure out if you qualify? Who actually qualifies for this stuff?
So there's a long, long list. And you can find this on the IRS's website. It goes through each one of the, you know, very specific things for each one of the credits that says like who can get it, who cannot. A lot of times it's not necessarily dependent on the person, you know, it may not depend on how much money you make, like some other kind of tax credits. This is going to be a lot of detail around the specific purchase. Like we talked about with the electric vehicles, you know, you can get a tax credit for the off of the purchase between $2,500 and $7,500. This is a lot of money. But like I said, there's all of this fine print, you know, the car has to be a certain weight. It's, you know, has to be on a particular list. So it is the taxpayer's responsibility to go through this list from the IRS and make sure that they check all the boxes.
Okay. So some deep reading, but it could be very well worth it. It sounds
yes,
like.
Absolutely.
How do you find out about more incentives? Say you're new to all of us and you're listening to our conversation and thinking, I really want to get into this. How do I learn more about this?
Yeah. Well, one great way is a lot of states have a variety of programs that can actually kind of help you uptick your green level. So in New York, they offer a rebate for electronic vehicles. In California, there's a program where certain electronic vehicles can use carpool lanes. So there are all kinds of different programs, but it's really going to depend on which state you're in. And you have to be careful with those state programs because sometimes if you qualify for them, they might actually exclude you and disqualify you from some of the federal programs.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is why we're talking to you today. There's a lot here. What do you think people should look for next, or if they're maybe looking down the road and still pondering this, or I guess I'm just going to say too, maybe they need to get going on their taxes. What to do next?
Well, one, definitely file your taxes by the due date. Just a reminder to everyone, taxes are due on April 18th this year. There are some pretty serious penalties if you don't pay your taxes on time or even file on time. But just make sure you get those done by the deadline. And if you have done some home improvement, I know a lot of us have been stuck at home with COVID and have really turned our attention to our houses. If you replaced your windows or you replaced your doors, you may be able to get some a discount on your tax bill because of that.
That is terrific. I guess when we look at the bottom line, what would you tell somebody is the bottom line about, you know, doing green practices around your home or around your car, around your lifestyle? What's the bottom line?
Bottom line has got to be read the fine print. I know a lot of people are excited about Teslas and think, oh, you know, I'm going to get this great tax credit. Like it'll cost me a lot less money. That may be true, but you have to be really, really careful. So I certainly wouldn't go into any of these expenses lightly. And if you are kind of basing your purchase and depending on that tax credit that you might get, really understand the fine print, make sure you will be eligible for it, and definitely save your receipts. Because if you get audited in the future, you'll need to have the purchase history to show and prove that you actually made those purchases.
Of course. I know you mentioned the IRS website. Is it irs.gov? Is that the right website?
Yeah, irs.gov, and they will have everything that you need. And I don't know if you do show notes, but I can send you some of the links and maybe we can link to those.
That would be terrific. I think anything we can do to help the listeners right now, this is tricky. And I'm so glad you were able to walk us through some of this. Anything else you want to add before I let you go, Alana?
Well, it makes my heart happy that there are more green initiatives coming down the pipeline. And I'd say, you know, there is paperwork, but don't get deterred by it, because so many of these improvements can really lower your bills over time. And it's really good for the planet. So it seems like a net positive.
I love that when you brought those two together, lower your bills and it's good for the planet. And I think that's really what we're all about right now. Alana, thank you so very much for being our guest today. That is Alana Benson. Alana is an investing writer for NerdWallet. And thanks for walking us through what could be a very tricky topic. You made it sound at least a little easier than it seems. So thanks, Alana.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and good luck to everyone filing their taxes.
No kidding. Everybody, don't forget, April 18th is the due date. And this is another Pennywise podcast for you. Find any of the archived episodes wherever you listen to your podcasts. We thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Terry Barr on behalf of Lee Enterprises. Have a great day.